Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Yesterday I promised a presentation by Bojan about some of his reverse engineering efforts with the XE Utils backdoor. This is now scheduled to be broadcast on Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. There will be links in the show notes, also links on the United Storm Center website. They may at first link to his blog post until we got all the locations such worked out for the actual presentation. It will be part of the Wait Just an InfoSec podcast that Stephen Hart publishes for Sands. And if you're a user of Google Chrome, you may be interested in some of the details that came to light about Google's Chrome's incognito mode. There was a lawsuit that was just settled with Google, and essentially the way I sort of think Google thinks about privacy is that as incognito mode is protecting your privacy, it's really protecting you from websites you are visiting. It's not protecting you from Google itself. So even in incognito mode, the browser, Google Chrome here, did still report back to Google what websites you were visiting, was reporting back content you were looking at, and that data was collected by Google. Earlier this year, they actually introduced a banner as you enable incognito mode that explains a little bit what's going on here. Data collected before the banner was implemented is apparently now being deleted as part of the settlement. I'll link to an article by Wired that explains a little bit more in detail what exactly happened here. And let's stick with Google here, and the next story is about Google Gmail, and I think that's an issue that I have talked about in the past, but a good reminder about it here because things are changing now in April with Gmail. The ultimate problem here is that, of course, companies like Google with Gmail are trying to reject spam. And one of the simple ways to reject some spam is to ensure that any email that you are receiving is complying with standards like SPF, DKIM, and DMARC. Google has started requiring some compliance here already, but so far they only sent back temporary errors. This will switch to permanent errors, and the problem will also be that so far they just sort of flagged a portion of the email, and now they're basically increasing that percentage until all non-compliant traffic is rejected, and that rejection will start this month. From personal experience, dealing with email, sending email has been quite painful and certainly something that does require some attention. So double check your logs, make sure that your email is accepted, and double check all of your SPF, DKIM, and DMARC records. Currently, this applies in particular for anybody who is sending more than 5,000 messages per day, which are probably most larger to medium-sized companies. I'll also link to Google's latest requirements in the show notes. And then we got a couple of vulnerabilities and patches to talk about. Cisco did release updates that fixed some denial of service, but also some privilege escalation of vulnerabilities in, for example, the Cisco iOS XE devices. These privilege escalation vulnerabilities could actually also be used to bypass Cisco Secure Boot on some of their access points. Cisco also released some tips to harden your VPNs in particular to protect them from password spray attacks. And if you're using Apache Pulsar to send and receive messages, there is an update for you. It's a privilege escalation flaw, but I still mention it because The only privilege it requires is the ability to send and receive messages, which you may assign to many, many users. And these users, due to this flaw, can now become an administrator of your Apache Pulsar service. And if you're using the Progress Flowmon tool in order to monitor your network traffic, there is a critical vulnerability for you, CVSS score of 10.0. This vulnerability does allow arbitrary code execution to an unauthenticated attacker. The attacker does need to have access to the web interface, and as so often, it's an API command that then provides full access. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.